Happy birthday, Behind the Black. 12 years of Bob Zimmerman's website, and this is an opportunity for subscriptions and donations, and also at the same time to appreciate Bob with a note when you take a subscription about how you appreciate the exploration that goes on in our solar system and beyond. But right now we're going to, I like to anthropomorphize robots. It just is a thing left over from childhood. And there is one little robot on Mars right now that I worry about. The robot's name is Ingenuity. I claim it's a flying toaster. It's not a toaster. It's a robot that was meant to last for a few hours, a few days. But it's behaved wonderfully in conjunction with, as a buddy to, Perseverance. Recently, Bob reported on how it ran into a slight problem having to do with dust and maybe that it's exceeded its envelope. But right now, Bob has a report about Ingenuity and its future. What can you tell us that's good news, Bob?
I don't know if it's good news or bad, but they hinted at this when they, prior to this last flight in June, the engineering team said that we're going to try to get this to do this last, this flight and put the helicopter in a position where it'll have good communications for Perseverance for the rest of the winter. And that was a hint that they were probably going to suspend any further flights until the dust season, the winter dust season, subsided. And we're right now in the middle of winter dust season. The atmosphere of Mars is filled with dust, which means you get less sunlight. And since it's winter, you get less sunlight as well, which means, combined, Ingenuity's batteries get less power, and it's difficult to charge them. And so it did that one flight in June, got into a good communications position with Perseverance, and they announced this week that they've now made the decision to hold off even trying to do any more flights until August. They want to let the dust settle in the atmosphere. They want to give the batteries on Ingenuity time to really get fully charged. And so they're not going to do anything. And this isn't a surprise, but they've made the decision definitely to suspend flights until August. They say the start of August, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's the middle of August. It's basically when the atmosphere clears. The winter won't be over until the fall of our time, but the dust season will start to clear up in the next month or so.
X-37B. It's been a while, Bob. What is it?
X-37B is a fleet of two different mini reusable shuttles that the military controls, the Space Force controls, I think, or the Air Force. I mean, the change in bureaucracy there, I'm not sure where this one fits in. But the X-37B, this fleet of two vehicles, has alternated flights for the last, 7 years, doing increasingly long flights. So the previous X-37B flew and landed in the spring of 2020 after completing more than 2 years in flight, 780 days in flight. Well, they then launched a second one in May of 2020, their other ship, the other one's still on the ground, and it's been up now for 781-plus days. It's now broken that record, and it's still functioning and still working. It's a military thing, and it's mostly used, I think, to test hardware in the harsh environment of space, because you can bring that hardware back to Earth and look at it. And so that's most of the testing that's going on. Some of the testing is public, but most of it is for military purposes. And this isn't, by the way, a James Bond spacecraft that can swallow up other satellites, but it could have that capability, but it doesn't. It's mainly designed, I think, to do experimental testing in orbit and then bring it back to Earth, and it's reusable. So this X-37B has flown several different times, and with each flight it's gone longer, and now it's gone more than almost two years and a few months, and it's still going, not done yet.
Is RS-1 a commercial rocket, Bob?
Yes. The RS-1 is a not-yet-launched commercial rocket that a small-sat rocket company startup called ABL is getting ready to launch. They have now completed successfully a full static fire test of the first stage of that RS-1 rocket. They have also completed tests of the upper stage entirely. The next step is to stack the two together in Kodiak, Alaska, in Kodiak Island, where they will attempt their first launch. They haven't said when they're going to do that launch, but they've been indicating for a while now they want to do it before the end of the year. ABL's main customer is Lockheed Martin. They have signed a contract to launch a whole bunch of small sats with ABL, and ABL will be doing these launches not only from Kodiak Island in Alaska, but also from the Shetland Islands in the UK, Scotland. They're doing many launches for Lockheed Martin. So in a sense, this is Lockheed Martin's rocket company. Now, they haven't launched yet, but they're going to join Rocket Lab and Virgin Orbit and Astra as the small sat rocket launches that we have available in the United States.
Ariane 6, that's the European Space Agency, yes? Or have they sold it?
No, Ariane 6 is the next generation rocket for Europe. European Space Agency right now is managing it. It's being built by Ariane Group, which is a private consortium of European companies. Eventually, they say it'll be managed by Ariane Space, the commercial arm of the European Space Agency. Well, they put a Ariane 6 mock-up on the launch pad to do a variety of launch countdown tank tests. But this is a mock-up. It's not the real thing. They hope to launch Ariane 6 in the next year or so. It's behind schedule, but this is their hope, and they've got now the mock-up on the launch pad doing tests, John.
Roscosmos, always in the news, always disappointing or puzzling. This time, this is a real challenge, Bob. They've forbidden their cosmonauts from using Europe's robot arm. Why?
Because Europe has decided to break off the partnership with the ExoMars mission to put a lander on Mars, Roscosmos has retaliated. And even though they helped install this robot arm for Europe on their part of the station in the last few months, they've now ordered their astronauts not to use it. So Europe's got a manipulator arm on the station that no one can use. This is actually cutting off the Russians' nose despite their face. This means they have limited their own capabilities on ISS.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, 12th anniversary of Behind the Black. Your subscriptions and donations are most generous. I'm John Batchelor.